Friday, the first week of Lent. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, if the wicked man turns away from all the sins he committed, if he keeps all my statutes and does what is right and just, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of the crimes he committed shall be remembered against him. He shall live because of the virtue he has practiced. Do I indeed derive any pleasure from the death of the wicked? Says the Lord God. Do I not rather rejoice when he turns from his evil way, that he may live? And if the virtuous man turns from the path of virtue to do evil, the same kind of abominable things that the wicked man does, can he do this and still live? None of his virtuous deeds shall be remembered, because he has broken faith and committed sin. Because of this, he shall die. You say, the Lord's way is not fair. Hear now, house of Israel. Is it my way that is unfair, or rather, are not your ways unfair? When someone virtuous turns away from virtue to commit iniquity and dies, it is because of the iniquity he committed that he must die. But if the wicked, turning from the wickedness he has committed, does what is right and just, he shall preserve his life, since he has turned away from all the sins that he committed. He shall surely live. He shall not die. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment, and whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come back and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to the court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. The theme of today's readings, to be persevered in love all the day of your life. We often pay attention to the conversions from bad to good life, but seldom to the opposite, from good to bad, as Judas Iscariot's life. In reality, both can happen, but the latter happens more often than the former, especially in the family life. For example, before marriage, both husband and wife seem to have less shortcomings and to treat each other more kindly. Today's readings remind us that both conversions can happen if we don't carefully examine our conscience. In the first reading, the prophet Ezekiel emphasized both God's mercy and justice. Due to his mercy, he doesn't want the wicked to die, but to repent and to live. Due to his justice, he must punish if the righteous gives up his right way in order to do evil. Everybody has their whole life to exercise before they can be judged by God. In the Gospel, Jesus required his disciples to live more righteously than the scribes. They need to avoid not only murder, but also anger, shouting, and blaming, because these acts violate human dignity and might cause spiritual damage. An analysis of the first reading. God is both merciful and just. God's way of judging. God doesn't judge people daily, monthly, or yearly, but he gives everybody their whole life before he judges them. This is the standard God uses to judge people on the last day. If the wicked repents, he shall live. The most important thing in the book of Ezekiel is God's mercy and compassion, which is abbreviated in this sentence. "Have I any pleasure in the death of the wicked?" says the Lord God. "And not rather that he should turn from his way and live?" Therefore, he continually sends up opportunities and invites the wicked to repent and to live. He promises them, "If a wicked man turns away from all his sins, which he has committed, and keeps all my statutes, and does what is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of the transgressions which he has committed shall be remembered against him. For the righteousness which he has done, he shall live." If the righteous give up their good life, he shall be punished. God is both merciful and just. He invites sinners to repent and keeps the righteous from sins by his grace. However, he also warned the righteous. When a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity and does the same abominable things that the wicked man does, shall he live? None of the righteous deeds which he has done shall be remembered, for the treachery of which he is guilty and the sin he has committed, he shall die. Human reason and divine judgment. Some people will protest God's way of judgment. "The way of the Lord is not just." God answers them, "Hear now, O house of Israel, is my way not just? Is it not your ways that are not just?" Human reason. Is it just when one lives righteous his whole life and is damned by only one sin in the last minute of his life? If God is just, he should put one's good and bad deeds to a scale and weigh to see which one is heavier. If his good deeds are heavier, he should be rewarded. And if his sins are heavier, he should be damned. Divine judgment. Sins are not material things that people can weigh them. A sin seems light, but can cause heavy damage. Moreover, sin is very contaminated. If a cancerous virus can kill a human life, sin can cause even more damage. For example, the adulterous sin of King David. It damaged four human lives: Uriah, David's first son with Bathsheba, Amnon, and Absalom. It also hurt feelings of David himself, Bathsheba, and Tamar, his daughter. Last, it scandalized many people and caused political confusion for the whole nation. God is the just judge. He shall judge justly for everyone. We cannot know all the damage of our sins. The only thing we can do is to avoid sins at all cost. The analysis of the gospel. Jesus' disciples must be more righteous than scribes and Pharisees. Murder isn't only limited in body. Many people think they commit no sin because they consider only some heavy sins. If they don't kill anyone, commit adultery, and take others' possession, they are clean. Today's passage warned us to examine our conscience more carefully. People can murder, commit adultery, and take others' possession in their thought. About the sin of murder, Jesus emphasized the three following points. First, anger. Jesus teaches, "I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be liable to judgment." There are two Greek verbs for to be angry. First, Thumomakeo means to be very angry. It can be compared with straw near fire. It quickly comes and goes. Secondly, orgizomai, which means to be angry for a long time. The first anger can be forgiven because it is human nature when one sees things they don't like. The second anger is worthy to be judged and to condemn because one refused to forgive, though his reason told him to let it go. People who hold this kind of anger think they shall keep it as long as they live, and they bring it with them to the next life. Scolding. Jesus teaches, whoever says to his brother Raca will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. The NAB translation of the BGT version is more correct than the RSV version. Raca means the person who has no intellect, doesn't know how to reason. It is an insult to the one who is called as such because he is degraded as an animal. Degrading remarks. Jesus teaches, whoever says, you fool, shall be liable to the hell of fire. Morae means a person who acts crazy in his moral life. Psalm 14:1 gave an example of this word. Fools say in their hearts, there is no God. Their deeds are loathsome and corrupt. Not one does what is right. To call someone morae is to insult them having an immoral life like prostitutes. Degrading people through slandering is a serious sin worthy to be punished by the hell of fire. One must reconcile with others before receiving the Eucharist. The law of the Old Testament required people to offer sacrifices to compensate for their sins. Jesus teaches, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. If people don't reconcile and forgive others, how can people offer their sacrifices to ask God for forgiveness? In a similar way, when people go up to receive the communion, how can people be united with God when they're having problems with others? The application in life. We can become better or worse. We must frequently examine our life to recognize which way our life is heading to. God does not want the wicked to die, but to repent and to live. We must want the same for everyone and give them opportunities to become better. To be loyal in righteous life, we need to understand God's teaching and live according to them, especially to avoid sins at all costs.